Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 29 September 2021, and we are in for a special, special time tonight. We're going to bring up in a few minutes Dr. Carrie Madej. She's going to share a lot with you folks that you might want to even record or get a copy of the program, because it's that important. And by the way, last night's guest couldn't make it because he had a cold in the hospital. He could not get away from that right away. So he'll be on again next month to tell his stories about what he's finding firsthand in his office with the vaccines. But tonight, I said our guest, Dr. Carrie Madej. Before I go to her, a few announcements very quickly. Tomorrow being office day. I'll be in office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern to take phone calls, to say hi to you. Do whatever I can to bless you. If I can do it at all, I'll be glad to do it. Crystal will be here to take orders. You want to give orders or donations. And she'll, of course, fill the orders that you called in this week to Lisa. We'll be here in office to do it all day tomorrow from 9 to 4. And you can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. And you know, it starts at 10:30 with prayer request and a testimony. 11:30, we have the current events. At 1 o'clock, we're going to do a Bible study of a preaching I did in Bard's Fest in Missouri. We're going to do the teaching on the stolen and forgotten birthright. Folks, we have blown the power and the authority given to us because of ignorance and apathy. I'm going to share this with you. It's coming Saturday. If you want to join us, you can. You can watch us live on live stream. If you go to PastorButch.com and click on there, you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Or you can go to Truth Be Told Radio Network and listen there. Truth Be Told Radio Network and listen live on there if you like. Don't forget, we're still offering the T-shirts. I'm not going to say much about tonight. I'll get to our guests. We have calendars in now if you want a calendar. If you send an order in, please mention that you want a calendar. We'll send it to you. If you don't have the money to send an order, just call and give us your address. We'll send you a calendar anyway. It's a 2022 calendar. They're beautiful, folks. We got a lot of requests to repeat the same one we had last year. Beautiful outdoor pictures. It makes you just want to go sit in a cabin and go fishing. That's what it does to me anyway. But if you want a calendar, let us know. Just call and ask for it, okay? Or write and ask for it. Either way you want to do it, it's fine with us. Three quick prayer requests, please. Very important prayer requests. Some friends of mine in Marshes. Their name is Roger and Drema Trescott. They're both in the hospital. I suppose with COVID, Drema's on a ventilator, which really scares me. But the history of those, we know what happens. Please keep Roger and Drema in your prayers. And also, a young lady by the name of LaDonna. She's a close friend of Crystal. Crystal works in the office every week. You all know Crystal. She has a blood clot in her leg, and the blood thinners are not doing well with her body. So LaDonna is in serious condition also. So please keep Roger, Dreema, and LaDonna, you prayer warriors, please ask her Father to intercede for them. Please. And I just ask you to do that, if you don't mind, take some time at night to pray for them. All right, let's go to our guest tonight. I got to meet this young lady in person last month in Missouri. To say she's a sweetheart is an understatement. To say she is dedicated to her calling, oh my, folks, that's like calling the ocean a big pond of water. This young lady is absolutely one of the most steadfast people I've met in my life on what she knows she has to do. With her and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I am totally impressed with the integrity of two ladies that have more courage than most men I know. And this young lady tonight, Dr. Carrie Madej, has spoken, stood up, warned, pleaded, and it could cost her license as of the 7th of next month. Now, she may want to discuss that some. I don't know if she does. That's fine. If not, we'll let it go to next month. But we're going to discuss some things tonight, folks, I want you to pay attention to, because this is very, very serious. I heard it discussed in other programs. I want to discuss tonight, among other things, transhumanism and what the vaccines, or the so-called vaccines, have to do with that. Dr. Kerr, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch. It's my pleasure to be talking to you tonight.
Well, I want to tell you what, it's all our pleasure. It truly is. I cannot tell you how much I enjoy meeting you in Missouri and sitting here to just say hi to my wife, Marcia Jean, and spend some time with you. Well, Marcia and I just kind of adopted you as one of our, I don't know, cousins or whatever. So you're part of the family, whether you like it or not, you are.
Well, I love that. Definitely going to visit you sometime soon.
I hope so. Marcia's a great cook.
I want some good home cooking. I know. I'm excited.
You'll get it for sure. She absolutely one of the best in the country. And I've been married to her for almost 50 years. I know wherewith I speak. She's a great cook. And you tell me, look at me, I ain't starving to death. But anyway, so we'll move on from that. But the welcome mat's always here for you anytime, Dr. Carrie. You know that. You know that.
Awesome. Yeah,
anytime.
I'm sure I'll be visiting you soon. Yeah.
Well, I hope so. Now, I want you tonight, if you want to talk about a little bit about your hearing next week or next month, you can. That is about next week, isn't it? That's the 7th. If you want to discuss that, you may do so. Or if you want to wait till after it's over, you can do whatever you want to do tonight. Because I do want to get into the transhumanism part. But do you want to discuss the hearing coming up at all?
Yeah, well, it's affecting. Right now, there's only estimated to be about 500 doctors in the United States speaking up for what is right for everybody out there. That's not very many doctors at all.
No,
so what's happened is that the federal government put out a mandate. Now, this is not legal, but they did it anyway. And they told all the state medical boards that any doctor that speaks up against the CDC or the World Health Organization, that they have the right to revoke or suspend their license only because they speak up against their narrative, which we all know the CDC goes back and forth with what they say all the time. So how could you not speak up against it? So pretty much what they're saying is you can no longer question anything. You follow your orders. And of course, what I have found out in my research goes against the narrative that they're putting out. And I will not go against my Hippocratic oath. I will do what is right. First, do no harm. And what I'm finding out is quite horrific. I believe there are crimes against humanity, and I will speak up for everybody. And so because of that, the Medical Board of Georgia has put a notice out on me, and they have a hearing October 7th, and it's a very vague. I'm sorry, the soccer game, if it's loud. Sorry, with my family. Anyhow, October 7th is the hearing where they want to talk about my social media presence. And they won't give me any details, just social media presence. So, you know, during these hearings, pretty much they'll tell you, hey, take everything back that you've said, apologize, and we'll let you keep your license. And that's what I expect them to do. And, of course, I want to apologize because everything I say and everything I will say tonight, I have research and proof to back up. So I won't lie. I'll tell the truth, right?
Amen.
So we'll
Amen.
See what happens. And I told God I'm giving it up to God, and it's His will. And whatever I do, I won't stop saying the truth and fighting for what is right. So that whatever they do won't stop me in that any matter that way. And they can't take away my knowledge. They can't take away my experience. That's mine.
And they can't take away your faith. They can't take away your faith and joy in Christ either.
Well,
they cannot do that.
I mean, I walk with God, and I love God. I love us. I love humans. I love our planet. So that's what I fight for. And
Amen.
I won't stand for anything that's not in truth and not in the will of God.
Well, you know, they're saying that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny needs to see a psychiatric evaluation. You know that. They're saying she's nuts. So
they gave me a form asking me if I'm on any medication, if I've had a psychiatric evaluation. So they're doing the same thing with me. They're going after us on every angle, right? Anything to persuade us not to speak up. They want us to not speak up. That's the whole game they play. This is a typical psychological manipulation. I'm trying to get you not to speak the truth, but I won't stop.
Amen. Well, I'm proud to know you, and I mean that, and I think you know that, and we're honored to have you on the program tonight. And I'd like for you to, if you would, I heard you speak, and folks, we'll take phone calls if we have time. If not, this is too important to interrupt too much. Tell us what you know about the vaccine, the transhumanism, and what's coming down there.
Yeah. Well, briefly, if people haven't heard about what I speak about in the past, I was invited to, recruited to some business owners meetings here in Georgia, as well as I went to some World Congress scientific meetings where they talked about what would happen to all of us around the world, that in a very short time, they planned on taking the evolvement of humanity in their own hands. So I happened to learn about these technologies from people that were considered themselves controllers of the controlled, the little people, right? And in these meetings, they talked about, you know, we need to make the human body better. We need to control people. They're out of control. They're too racist. They're not nice to each other, et cetera. So we're going to use technology. It's called artificial intelligence, and meld it with the human body. So that's a term called transhumanism, or human 2.0, or the fourth industrial, the Great Reset, the fourth industrial revolution, 2030. There's many words for that, what they use. So if people aren't familiar with that, they should look at the World Economic Forum. That is a online forum you can look up. They have many meetings, and it's about taking Earth, the plants, the animals, us, and evolving all of us by 2030 into something where we are all parts, we're linked to artificial intelligence. And I know it sounds so far out and far-fetched, but it's not. People really need to do their due diligence and research this. This is serious. So what they want to do is connect all of our human bodies to the Internet of Everything, or the Internet of Bodies. Okay. So
now,
that means
folks, let that sink in. Let that sink in, folks, what she has said. Repeat what they want to do with our bodies.
Okay. They want to take all of our bodies. It's not just us, animals, too. They want to connect us to something called the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Everything. So they have to change something within our human bodies to get us to connect wirelessly, digitally, to anything around us. That means your walking body would connect to any phone around you, would connect to satellites, would connect to a street lamp, would connect to a refrigerator, to a microwave, you name it. Everything is connected. You can't run away from it. So they plan to do this by 2030. That's a very short time away. So how could they do that? They would have to do something to our bodies to change it. So remember, they have to do something to the bodies. And so when you're talking about all these people planning this for us, you have to know what is their motivation. And I tell people, the people behind this don't believe in God, our Father, Creator in heaven. They believe in creating a God. So Ray Kurzweil, one of the bigwigs of Google, has said, someone asked him, do you believe in God? He said, no, but soon there will be one. Another one should look at is Dr. Craig. Yeah, exactly. Dr. Craig Venter. And he is a self-proclaimed atheist. He says, but he believes God is something, somebody who can create living things. He says, now I can create living things. I can recreate you, a human. Therefore, I'm a creator God.
Wow. You know, and the governor
these are the people.
The governor, governor of New York wants us to be her apostles now. So that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's ludicrous.
It is.
Every time I wake up in the morning and I hear something, it's something more insane, isn't it?
It is. It's 20 years ago, that would have been unacceptable. But today, nobody bats an eye at it much.
That is the problem, isn't it, Pastor Butch?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
It's no accountability in allowing these things to go on and on. So pretty much all of these people behind this, they don't believe in Father God in heaven. They certainly don't believe in Yeshua, Jesus Christ. They believe that they can become God. They have this kind of attitude, okay? So even know that. And then you have to know that the people behind this, even like Elon Musk and Bill Gates, and there's numerous other people, even Epstein's Island. Jeffrey Epstein was in on this technology, okay? And they all went to his island. So now you know that they affiliate with people that are into human trafficking and pedophilia and other horrible, terrible things. So this is the group of people pushing this new world order, this agenda. It is not a loving faith, God-based, and our Creator in heaven agenda. It's not. So anyway, in these meetings, they talked about how we're going to get humans to be connected to artificial intelligence. So they talked about this substance called hydrogel, or the ability to inject little bits. It's a liquefied kind of version of a computing system that can be injectable. It also can be inhaled. Different ways you can get inside people. But the most efficient and fast way is to inject it, like a hypodermic needle, right?
Yes.
And so in these meetings, they want to put that inside of you. So once it's inside of you, they're going to tell us, and you can see there's news reels and clips of this, oh, it's going to be fantastic. Because once this is inside of you, well, we'll know if you're having a heart attack before you do, and we can fix it fast. Oh, if you tore your tendon or you broke your bones, the artificial intelligence would be able to go there and fix it for you. That would be fantastic. Or what if you had a cancer? It would sense it before you knew it, and it would just destroy it. You wouldn't even have cancer. Wow, this is fantastic. And they get to the young people. They're going to tell them, look, you don't have to go to school. If you want to learn a new language, we'll download it into your brain. You'll automatically know Spanish. You want to know how to do karate, it'll be downloaded into your brain. You want to learn how to cook French cuisine, it'll be downloaded. That's what they're going to do, and they'll sell it to people in that manner. But it's really not for that. Because they talk about, well, it really is, when they're doing this, they're actually putting some synthetic material inside of you. So this means that you're no longer just a normal human organic being. You are actually a synthetic being as well. So there's substances called hydrogel that once they keep injecting or putting in you, it's sci-fi. It can replicate and make more of itself. It can assemble, disassemble, reassemble. It also has an affinity for the nervous system of a human being. That means it can hybridize and meld with your brain and nerves. And so in doing so, literally little by little, they can create a cyborg or a robot from the inside out.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Carey.
This
is that because
crazy, but it can't happen.
Well, is that why they want to keep giving booster shots now, too, because the first won't be enough? They won't keep doing it to keep building this transition?
I believe that very much so, because not only were they talking about these in meetings, I've researched this, and I see the ingredients of what they're putting in the injections. I wanted to know myself. I always want to see with my own eyes what's going on. And so I actually, some people were able to procure some samples of Moderna and of the Johnson & Johnson. And I saw with my own eyes under the microscope, a compound microscope, what was inside of them. And I'm just learning, but it was horrific. There were colors and these fibers that were appearing that were synthetic. Pretty much the colors appeared with white light that was applied to them. And the only substance that I know of in the literature that can do that is a superconducting material, meaning it's an injectable computing system in both of those that I saw. That's the fact that they are putting an injectable computing system inside people. The other thing was that there were these metals. I've never seen anything like that before, more exotic metals, like pieces that were being injected inside people. There are objects that I have no idea what they are. There's some spherical objects, colors, and I mean, it's so many different things. These aren't in the ingredients of what they're admitting to. Like, what is that? And also, there were organic things assembling, growing, and moving. So, I mean, all I can tell you is what I was seeing. I took pictures and some videos are not, it's not what they're telling people. So we can only do more research, but the point is they're lying to us, and they've lied to us from the beginning. People need to know that the lie started with the, you know, where did this supposed virus come from? Well, we know 2002, the U.S. Patent Office has the patent on this SARS-CoV-2 virus. It's supposedly making everybody sick. We know where it came from. It is made and created in the lab, and there's a patent on it. Someone's making money on it. We know that this was created. So people need to realize from the very, very beginning we've been lied to. And the drug manufacturers have lied to us the whole time about the ingredients, and they still are. So I saw with my own eyes that there are synthetic computing materials being put inside of these injections that they are injecting inside people. What will this do to a child? It frightens me. I think children are more susceptible because their nervous system is growing and is very plastic and moldable. So these things can actually easily hybridize with them and inform what? We don't know. But again, if you have these injectable synthetic parts inside you, what, when is this the line where you are no longer human? What makes you no longer human? Has anyone even answered that? You know, and then what happens to you as far as something influencing you from the outside? It's a two-way communication. I mean, just like your cell phone getting messages in, you're going to get messages inside of you. So
and
how do you know they're not your own thoughts?
And I have to say this. Either you're pure, either you have a pure DNA, the way God created it, or you don't. There's no in-between ground here.
Yes, you're right. Because just know that our DNA is a beautiful living language. And if you unraveled one human DNA genome, it would stretch out over 10 billion miles.
Wow.
And so the people that are trying to manipulate the genome of a human right now, they are actually, they want to get credit for this synthetic gene code that they're putting inside people. So they're actually putting their names inside of people, their own names, branding you like a cow. They're also putting three messages, and they won't divulge what those messages say. I just don't think they're anything good, but, you know, they're not telling people what they are. They're also putting a new alphabet or syntax inside of people, which is
folks,
a brand new language.
I hope you're hearing this. I've read this. I have read it. I heard it talked about before. But my little pea-picking brain here out of West Virginia has a hard time wrapping my mind around this. It's just hard to understand. But this is phenomenal. This is scary. This is supernatural. And the graphene oxide that's in most that's in the Pfizer, I think Moderna vaccines, I'm sure this has something to do with it also, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, people understand hydrogel is the mother ingredient of all the graphene oxide, the magnetic particles, the computing system, everything. Everything comes from hydrogel. So it's an important ingredient to know because it's sci-fi. It's alive but not alive. It can make more of itself, et cetera. But to me, the easiest way to understand it is it's the opposite of water. So, you know, water is life. Water is miraculous. You know, water has intelligence. It holds memory. It boils when it's not supposed to. It freezes when it's not supposed to. It expands when it freezes. It's the magic of it. It is life. It's from God. So hydrogel is the opposite. It's hydro means water, and gel means water gel. And it sucks the water out. It sucks the life out. It literally, that's what it does, because it replaces you with it. And so it's... that's really what's happening, and you can see it replicate inside under the microscope. It's a sci-fi experiment from DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And to me, knowing this kind of substance, it's not from us. It's not human. And the more you look at these things under the microscope, those photos that I've seen, it's no human would create this. I just don't believe that. We are fighting a spiritual battle here, and there's
oh, yes.
So many analogies that you see. And to me, looking under the microscope, it's like reading the book of Revelation when I see these structures underneath them.
Well, you know, Dr. Carey, this is basically what happened before the flood. This is also supernatural. And this is what happened because God had destroyed all mankind, but the last pure family left on the earth. This is the same thing again. I know this is a question we really can't answer with a definite answer, but this certainly does tie into the Mark the Beast, doesn't it?
I am very certain of that, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, I'm certain of that because Bill Gates is doing that right now to the people of West Africa. So since July 2020, he's been giving them the COVID injections. Now, this is his experiment on them. And he's also working with MasterCard and TrustStamp, an artificial intelligence company. So when the people get their injections, they're giving them a barcode, and that's their number now, their number for everything. That's their number where all their medical records are downloaded, vaccination records, and also that's how they buy and sell things because MasterCard, that's the only way they can get their goods. That sounds like something from the book of Revelation, right?
Yes, it does.
So they said that this experiment they're doing in West Africa, that if you do not accept those injections, you are locked out of the system, you don't get cash because it's a war on cash. That's what they said. And now, How are they doing this? They're putting that substance, I told you, that sci-fi substance they call nanolipid particle, but it's really hydrogel. Now, this is that substance. Now, it can do these things, but it has other purposes, too. It can do other things. And so in this research project, they said they plan to also use it for surveillance, which is spying, and predictive policing, like the Minority Report of Tom Cruise. For instance, if you think of doing something bad, it doesn't mean you're going to do it. You just think about it, you're in trouble for even thinking it. You're in trouble for what you dream of. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a real bona fide experiment they're doing right now, and they said once it's perfected, they want to do this to everybody in the developed world. And they said they are calling it a wellness pass, which is also a vaccine passport. So here you have Bill Gates, MasterCard, and this artificial intelligence program telling us they plan to use these injections as a jumping point and the vaccine passports for pretty much what we've read about in Revelation is the mark.
Wow. This is phenomenal. And they did it through a fake virus. And maybe there is some other real virus. It's just another flu. But they did it by scaring the people into subjection. You know, fear is a great motivator. And that's why God did not give us a spirit of fear. Satan drives people through fear. Christ leads people through faith. And so many people call themselves Christians are right now running in fear, which is idolatry. And they're damning their souls, folks. Back at the break, a lot more to talk about. If we have time, we'll get a few phone calls in. I can't promise that because there's much more to cover. But if we do, I'll let you know. Don't go away.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we're talking to Dr. Kerry Midday tonight. Don't forget, if you listen to this on Shortwave tonight, if you listen on 6115, you're hearing me called Melody Seastrom of Discount Gold and Silver, paid for the hour. She's been very good to us in this ministry, so if you're hearing this on Shortwave, give her a call and thank her at least at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. This program will be rebroadcast at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215, in case you don't get here on 6115 very clearly. 3215 at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Dr. Sherry said we should open the phone lines up perhaps for some phone calls. If you want to call, do call quickly. She's going to be here in another 15 minutes. She has to go. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944 if you want to call and ask a question, Dr. Sherry. What she said tonight, folks, should open everyone's ears who hear it and open their minds to the truth. This technology is the beast system at work. You can call it AI, whatever you want, folks, but it's all demonically controlled. That's just the way it is. The people that are developing are demonically controlled. Just like in Noah's time, just like it was then, so shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. So this is where we are in America today. If you want to call, please do. 844-769-2944. Dr. Sherry, I know you got to leave by another 10 minutes or so. So I'm going to let you talk to somebody calls. What else is on your heart tonight that you need to be I think needs to be shared?
You're right about people need to lose the spirit of fear. It's so important right now because it's keeping everybody away from the connection with God, our Father, Creator in heaven. And I know what fear is. I've been scared many times in my life. I thought I was going to die many times. And then finally something just happened where I'm fearless now. And it's freeing and it's a true freedom and I can be the closest with God. And this gives me courage and the faith to move forward and be in truth and stand in truth and to do the job that I'm here to be doing, and to have the closest relationship with God and to do the right thing. I mean, you always do the right thing when you stand fearless and with God and trust and have faith in God. So I think that's our problem, is that many of the churches and we, the people, lost our connection with God. And we need to get it back. We need to start praying again. We need to start worshiping with each other. We need to visit each other in our homes and witness to each other. That's so powerful to me and so precious and valuable. And you know, reading the Word again, and doing random acts of kindness, you know, that really brings that spark back. And being out in nature. There's so many different things that we should be doing to be connected. And finding that, just reconnecting with our Father in heaven again. And that's when we'll know what to do. So I think we need to bring it back down on a more basic level and know that we're in a spiritual battle.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, let's take a phone call. Let's first start with Catherine in Maine. Catherine, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Paul. I have a question, and Dr. McDay, thank you for your, you just have a great spirit. It just sound, you sound
Amen.
Really strong spiritually. And I wondered, what country in West Africa do you know? Is there more than one country? Because I know someone in West Africa, and I'm wondering if his organization will be affected. It's an orphanage.
You know, I don't know the exact countries, but I have the references for that, study that I can send to Pastor Butch. So I'm happy to do that, and then maybe he can pass it along to you.
Sure, be glad
okay,
to.
I could
yes.
call some, you'll be in the office tomorrow, right, Pastor?
Yes, I will. If she gets to me tomorrow, I'll have it for you. Sure will.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'll send what I have as fast as possible, sure.
Okay, and I pray for protection for you because you're very brave. And I just think that what you just said is so important. And when I cook food and I handle food, that should, in France, they see that as like an honor. It's not a chore, you see. And
right.
I've been putting vegetables
yeah.
in a blender, and do you hear me? And just, it's so easy to do, and it's so healthy. Just simple things like that, you understand? Being grateful.
Yeah.
Showing gratitude.
You are right.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
when I pick anything from the garden or flowers, you know, I say thank you. I say a prayer and I say thank you. You know, we should be grateful for all living things, and I'm grateful for every beautiful day we have, and we should take advantage of it and be with each other. That's so powerful, isn't it, when we're physically together?
Amen.
And it's cold. It's if I could just say one more thing, it's cold here.
Sure.
And I had this
yeah.
idea to put organic black gold soil in a box. And when I'm on the computer, I put my feet in this organic soil, and it's absolutely amazing. And I don't know if it doesn't have
some
grounding benefits, but do you know how good it feels to put your feet in organic, good potting soil? It's like, it's so funny. It's so crazy, but it feels so great. And I just started doing it, and it's like, and I keep a pair of slippers right there. And anyway, I thought you would like that. Thank you.
I would love it. You know how the funny thing is? I was at a wedding this past weekend, and I took my shoes off. I was in the grass barefoot the whole time. It was a little chilly, but all the people were like, why do you have no shoes? I'm like, I'm grounding.
Amen.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. Catherine, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am. I am.
Well, welcome to the family. Don't you be a stranger anymore, okay?
Okay. Thank you so kindly.
You call anytime you want to, sweetheart.
I'll call tomorrow for the reference. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. What a sweet call. What a sweet individual. You know, I am blessed to have the best listeners in the world. And I mean all the world people can contact us. How blessed I am. It's so humbling. Let's go next to our brother down in North Carolina, Mike. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, Butch. I just want to say several things, and I'll go. I'm going to scoot and listen online. Clifford Carnicom at carnicom.com was a scientist, my understanding, with the Department of Defense and the EPA, and he is now retired, and he is fighting against Morgellons. And these fibers that the doc's talking about, that sounds like Morgellons. They've got Morgellons in fruits and vegetables in Germany. It's everywhere. And he believes it's aerosolized in chemtrails. And I saw about 5 years ago some documentation that all the financial transactions on Earth in a 24-hour period could be stored in one tablespoon of liquid hydrogel. And a quotation that's old, but you'll recall it, it says, "Woe to the ruler, for to control men he has to appeal to their lust and to their fears, and he who does so is lost." And last and most important, I'm on my knees praying for you every day, Doc. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Butch.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Any comments that Dr. Sherry?
Yeah,
or Dr.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you're right on point with everything you just said. And, yeah, these are Morgellon-like fibers, and they are self-assembling. They're actually building themselves before my eyes. And one more thing that I didn't tell people is that twice now I've seen, and I can give you the pictures, Pastor Butch, of what I have under the microscope. I'm releasing them now. There were two individual pictures from two different batches of this structure that had tentacles. And I'm telling you, this is my opinion, only my opinion. When I saw it, it seemed to be self-aware, which frightened me. And it lifted itself up off of the glass slide, lifted itself up, and it moved. And so I saw this. And nobody that I sent this to can tell me what it is, but it is not human. And so, yes, Clifford Carnacom is an amazing scientist. What I just saw with this other thing, I don't know what it is. Almost looked like scorpion-like, too. You know, again, we're reading the book of Revelation, I think, looking under the microscope. I think we can learn a lot by looking at that. And it's building upon itself. So, yeah, these
wow.
are frightening times.
Wow. And actually, come alive.
To me, it was self-aware, and it knew that something was watching it. I could feel that.
Wow. Boy, we got to have you on sometime when you want to get off so quick. I mean, this is powerful. Let's get one more call for Trina Lucy. Let's call to Mick. Mick in New Mexico. We got Mick and Dino. Mick, go ahead. We'll get Dino in a second.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mick.
Now that it is Morgellon's disease, that's what the heck you're talking about. Well, the problem is, it's not really a life form. It's a silicone life form that was, they took from under the ocean. It only lived near volcanoes. Was you aware of that?
Any comments on Dr. Carey?
Yeah, the Morgellon's is a synthetic life form, but what I'm talking about, and I'm happy to show you the pictures, of this other thing that it seemed different than the Morgellon. So I'll share the pictures, and then people can comment what they think it is. But to me, it was frightening to see this tentacle-like thing. It seems like an alien-like form to me. I'm just telling you what I feel. So,
get that to me right away, please.
Everything else was synthetic. I will.
Get that to me right away, please. I won't see that. Now, Mick, I'll pass it on to you, okay?
I will. That's a demon, by the way.
It very well could be.
Probably.
Well could be. You know, it's just amazing. Mick, I got to jump around that time. She got to run, but thanks for the call. Thank you. Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow, too. I got some verses for you.
Okay.
Here they are. It's Genesis chapter 10, verse 11. The earth was corrupt before God, and the entire earth was filled with violence. Now you go forward to Matthew 24:37-38. Just as it was the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. Because in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, till the day that Noah entered the ark. And now we have flood violence around the most of the planet. Do you have any comments on that, ma'am?
I think you're 100% right. We are already in the days of Noah right now. They are slicing and dicing different animals together. Just like the antibody cocktail everybody's running out to get, it actually is a genetically modified mouse that has half its human genome. It's human. It's a human mouse. Unbelievable. They're putting a humanized tobacco plant to make our... They're putting together different animals and insects and plants with human genomes, and they plan to do this more and more. So, you know, these are slicing and dicing the genes again. You're intermixing different things that shouldn't be mixed together. So, yes, this is as in the days of Noah, 100%. You're right. We're in the middle of that.
Good call. Do you know anything else very quickly?
Yeah, we agree because, you know, violence can be physically and also, of course, can refer to World War III. We all agree on that.
Yeah, it's true. Good call, Dino. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. These are called chimeras, folks. And, you know, Dr. May got to run, but we remember in Greek mythology what everybody called to be a myth, the half horse, half man, the gargoyles, all that. I do believe they actually existed.
Yeah.
I really do. I think they existed. What's your opinion?
I do too, 100%. 100%. And the giants, absolutely, we have proof that giants existed. We have proof.
Absolutely. We do.
All
I mean,
over the world.
Yes.
So.
They found them in North America.
Right.
They found them all over the world. They did exist.
And everywhere.
And, I mean, the skeletons are not hard to find, folks. Dr. Carey, I know you got to run. I know you do. And I really hate for you have to go, but this has been a pleasure beyond words. Thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Pastor Woods. You have a great evening. Thank
we'll
you,
be
everyone
in touch.
Listening.
Well, don't forget to send the information, you promise, okay?
I will.
Okay. Love you, sweetheart.
Right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Folks, I don't know what to say. I mean, how do you find a more sincere, caring individual than Dr. Carey Madej? You tell me. I don't know. I mean, she dedicated her life to this, to the point she doesn't even have a husband. She's dedicated her life to the service of Christ. And Dr. Sherry's a lot the same way. They face to lose everything they have, we would call what they lose, everything, as far as financial stability, because if they lose their license, they can no longer practice medicine, at least legally. So they're facing something that probably most of us never will face. The loss of a paycheck that makes them keep the lights on and food on the table. Unfortunately, hundreds of thousands all over the country are facing the same thing. And I will tell you again that Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel can help you with that. If you're facing being fired or laid off because you won't take the vaccine, you know it's wrong, you can't do it because God says you can't do it, and then they're threatening to fire you, why don't you write down this website, write this down, and follow the instructions, save your livelihood, and rub their noses in the dirt. I don't apologize for saying that, not even a little bit. It's time we rub their noses in the dirt. I don't feel a bit more ashamed about that than David did taking a stone to Goliath's forehead. It doesn't bother me at all to say that. At all. If you would go to LC, that stands for Liberty Counsel, lc.org/, and type in the word vaccines, lc.org/vaccines, you will find a form on there you can fill out to exempt you from the vaccinations. It's a religious exemption form, and by law they have to accept them. By federal law they have to accept them, not to mention God's law. If they refuse to do that, then you get in touch with Liberty Counsel. They will take your case for free, not one single penny out of your pocket. I do send them money, folks. I do. I send them money every month because I believe what they're doing. They're paid by donations. You do that. lc.org/vaccines. Fill it out. Take it to your boss. If they reject it, you get a hold of Liberty Counsel. They will write a letter to your company, to your boss, and tell them if they don't back off, they're going to be sued. Do it. Don't think about it. Do it. And if you haven't faced that yet, but you might, go ahead and get the form ready. Fill it out now. Get it ready. As you know, I also support now a new group started by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Coach Dave Dubemar, a group entitled the ChristianRevolution.net. And I want you to understand that they are going to take these suits also, and they're going to sue, a school board from the head right down to the janitor. If they try to force you to do something against your will, they're going to sue from the top to the bottom the top, because it's the only way you make people pay attention, folks. Make them put some skin in the game. If you don't have the courage to stand up, and I'm saying this about pure love, if you're not willing to stand up and join us in battle, please quit listening to this broadcast. I'll never be able to do you any good until you're willing to follow Christ. It's just that simple. You waste your time because I'm not going to change my mind. I can't. I preach the same Bible I've been preaching for 40 years. As I grow in the knowledge of Christ and wisdom of Christ and His Word, I bring forth the lessons He gave me. Like this coming weekend, I'm going to do a lesson on a stolen and forgotten birthright. Very important lesson. Esau sold his for a bowl of lentil soup and a piece of bread. He couldn't get it back. Ours has been stolen through our ignorance. That's right. Our ignorance and to follow man rather than God. It's been stolen. It's been forgotten. If the church knew her birthright, her true birthright, we would not be in this mess. We would not be standing afraid of man. Our government will be scared of us, as it should be. The book Ecclesiastes, if you ever read the book, if you haven't, you should. A lot of topics covered. Solomon covered a lot of topics. I mean, really, he got in some deeper things of the world and life. After all he did through all 12 chapters of the book of Ecclesiastes, the last two verses sum up. Listen, folks, this is the truth. Find out for yourself. The last two verses sum up his whole point they tried to make through 12 chapters. It's summed up in two verses, the last chapter of Ecclesiastes. And he said, after he presented his case to the world, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us hear the conclusion of all issues of life. All situations of life. Let us hear the conclusion of everything in our lives. Let us get to the conclusion right now. He said, this was his conclusion. Fear God, not man, not losing your paycheck, not your family. Fear God and keep his commandments. Don't be an antinomian, lawless, so-called Christian. Keep his commandments. For what? To fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. I said the whole duty of man. Not the privilege, although it is, but the duty of man. For he warned us in the last verse of the last chapter, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good, whether it be evil. How much clearer can it be? After all the years I've preached, be on the radio this coming March, make 29 years. After all the messages that I've tried to bring and teachings tried to bring, and many, many other people of a lot smarter than I am are doing a better job than this, I've brought. From a sense before Christ came, after he left, the message had been brought forward by thousands and thousands and thousands of good, intelligent men. I'm honored just to be counted among the least. But all the information that we can ever get together, it boils down to the fact that we're to fear God and keep his commandments. And know that all the works done by man will become the judgment one day, whether it be good or bad. What, my friend, are you doing with your life to make a difference in somebody else's life? Are you compromising? Are you going along, get along? Do you keep silent because you're afraid to say anything? Are you denying Christ by your silence? Are we denying Christ because we're too lazy to study his word to know what a birthright is? Yes, I'm starting one of the chapters of my next book. I'm trying to get wrapped up here as soon as possible. It's going to be entitled the same thing, but a little more detail, setting up the basis for the teaching. We are in a mess we're in, my friends, my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about me also. I said, we are in a mess. I'm a part of the problem. For years, I did not know what my birthright was, or that really I even had one in Christ. I didn't know that compromising with man was abomination before God. I didn't know that trusting man providing my needs was abomination before God. I did not know that. I didn't know that through ignorance, I had sold my birthright. I'd given up my authority in God. With the birthright comes authority and power to exercise the duties of being an heir to the one who gives you the birthright. We don't know that anymore, do we? When was the last time you knew that you really knew that you were an heir of God? That you've been translated in the kingdom of Christ? When was the last time that you really knew that you're a citizen of heaven? Oh, you're also on earth. Paul didn't mind you need Roman papers to in court, but he wrote that we're citizens of heaven. That's where our allegiance must be. To have it anyplace else, it's misplaced. No, I don't get it. I don't get it perfect, folks. I'll never get it all perfectly in this body because my mind can't comprehend it all. But there are untold lessons to be taught in scriptures. And most of, well, I'd say 95% of those who call themselves believers, who may be truly born again, learn but a few in this journey in life. When we're told to study them, to show ourselves approved, a workman, divide the word of truth, not be ashamed of the fact that we don't do that. But we don't do that any longer, folks. It takes effort to study. I'd rather go to church once a week and see what the preacher says and read the Sunday school quarterly. I don't want to really study too much because it really takes effort. Besides, it takes away from the time I can go hunting or fishing or watch TV or go to the ball game. Yeah, that's true. That's how we lost our birthright. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's how we lost it. Dr. Carey out there putting her job, her livelihood on the line. Along with Dr. Tenpenny and some others, the doctor was going to have on last night, Dr. James, that couldn't make it because he was in the hospital and had a cold and couldn't go away from it. Is trying his best to get the truth out and to tell the truth of what's going on and able to keep his job so he can continue to do what he's doing to help people. Folks, this is serious. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Hope to hear from you. If you'd like to help us keep the lights on, give us a call. We love you. Have a great night tonight. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.